Welcome to Purposeful Profit, where I'll help you take your business to the next level. I'm Carla Modes, finance and strategy coach and fractional CFO for high-achieving female entrepreneurs. I'm here to empower women to build wildly profitable businesses that give them the freedom to live their dream lives. I'll use my more than 30 years of finance and consulting experience to take the mystery out of your finances, help you make more money, and go after your next big thing. Welcome back to the Purposeful Profit Podcast. I'm your host, Carla Motes, and I am a financial mentor and coach and a financial whisperer to female founders. My mission is to help you get your finances in order and put more profit in your pocket. In the business coaching and consulting world, most of the conversation is around revenue. So the next time you're on Instagram or LinkedIn, go look at the feed for 10 random business coaches, strategists, marketing consultants, and you'll see claims around 10K months, 20K months, 10 times your revenue, etc. One thing you'll notice is that there is very little talk about profit. Profit is what's left after your expenses. Or even better, it's the percentage of each revenue dollar that you keep. And a main reason this podcast exists is to change that. I want to create and normalize discussions around profit. Because the amount of money you keep is really the most important thing as you're building a business, particularly a lifestyle business. I was talking to someone the other day and they asked me, Carla, why does profit matter? Why is it important? And I actually had to take a deep breath because as a finance person, I felt like they just asked me to explain why we need oxygen. I mean, to me, wasn't it obvious? Profit is to business what oxygen is to us as humans. Businesses need it to survive. As humans, we can die if we are deprived of oxygen. And similarly, your business will die if it's deprived of profit over a long term. So in today's episode, you're going to learn why revenue isn't the best measure of your business's financial health and what to use instead, what entrepreneurial poverty is, and you'll learn three actionable steps you can take today to improve your profitability. I want to get clear, revenue is important. I'm not saying revenue is not important. There's no doubt you need to have revenue to have profit. The accounting equation for profit is revenue minus expenses equals profit. So it starts with revenue. There is no doubt. And creating an offer and converting that into revenue is the first real skill you need for a sustainable business. If you don't have an offer you can sell, or you have an offer and you can't sell it, you can't create revenue, you're never really going to have a business. But being good at making revenue doesn't necessarily mean you are good at keeping it. And I'm telling you now, go out and a lot of the business owners out there that you see that are talking about the six figures they're created, or the multi-six figures, or even the $1 million they're created, they are not keeping a lot of it or not keeping enough to live their life. There is a lot of entrepreneurial poverty out there. Entrepreneurial poverty is where the business owners struggle to generate enough money to meet their personal needs. That is, live the lifestyle they want. So entrepreneurial poverty will be different things to different people. If your goal is to just run your business as a side business and say, fund your kids' college education, entrepreneurial poverty would be your inability to achieve that goal with your business. But maybe your goal is to completely be full-time in your business and live a certain lifestyle. Entrepreneurial poverty is the inability for your business to generate that. So it's going to vary from person to person. But just because somebody tells you that they're making six figures or multi-six figures or even $1 million, they're not taking that amount of money home. So just keep that in mind when you see these revenue claims that are out there. The next time someone tells you how much they made, I want you to ask them how much of that they actually kept. And keep in mind that 75% of American small businesses earn a profit of less than $75K a year. And if you are a woman business owner, that percentage is even higher. Have you ever heard the saying, what got you here won't get you there? And in the case of finance, what that means is the skills that got you to six figures or multi-six figures in revenue are not the same skills that will get you to keep multi-six figures or to build a business that creates a profitable business or scale up to $1 million. So if you don't learn how to keep money, you're going to end up in what I call the revenue hamster wheel. The revenue hamster wheel is where you're chasing more and more revenue, spending more and more time usually. Problem is, if you can't keep money at 200K, and when I say keep money, it's what's that percentage of that 200K that you're going to keep? You're going to have even more trouble at $1 million because as you scale up, what will happen is your expenses will grow as well. And while you might be making $1 million, you might actually be less profitable. So the bottom line is you have to care about revenue at least as much as profit. I'm not saying, again, not to track your revenue or not to care about revenue or not to set revenue goals. All my clients, I want them to set a revenue goal because your profit dollars start there. But I want you to start caring about profit and being as passionate about profit and as focused on profit as you are on revenue. Just in case you don't know, the equation again for profit is I have my revenue, which is my sales that come in, and then I have all my expenses that I pay out. Profit is what's left. And in this case, we're talking profit before taxes. This is before you've paid your taxes. And your profit margin, which is the measure I like even better, is that profit divided by your revenue. It's a measure of how much of every dollar you keep. And so your profit dollars are expressed as revenue minus expenses equals profit. And that's by profit dollars. Your profit margin is expressed as a percentage. It's that profit divided by your revenue. And if you want financial freedom, if you want to generate funds to have a business that funds the lifestyle you want, your profit and your owner's pay are much more important measures of financial health than your revenue. Those two measures are what's really going to drive whether or not you're able to realize your lifestyle goals. So I'm going to go back and answer that question I was asked the other day. Why does profit matter? And again, to me, being in finance, having grown up, spent 25, 30 years in finance organizations where profit was just, it was either a given or it was something we were trying to achieve, I didn't really think about, you know, well, why is it important? But for those of you who aren't versed in finance, this may be a legitimate question you have out there. So when I explain why is it important to your business, well, first of all, it's a measure of the efficiency of your business. A higher revenue number that is burdened with heavy expenses isn't sustainable in the long term. So I want you to think about two businesses. One business has a revenue of $500,000, so it's a nice revenue number, and they have a profit of 100K. So that is a 20% margin. Or I could have a 250K business with a profit of 150. Which of those businesses do you want? If I'm building a lifestyle business, I want the second business. I want the 150K in profit. Which one of those is more efficient in using the resources? Definitely the second business. The second thing is a profitable business is more resilient to downturns in the economy. Go back and look at small businesses during COVID and how many had to shut down. A profitable business improves your likelihood that you can continue to operate and grow over time. And there is a relationship between profit and cash flow. From an accounting perspective, profit and cash flow are two different things, but lifestyle businesses are 95% cash basis businesses, in which case your profit and cash flow are very close to the same. The only real difference is if you are not an S corp and you are taking an owner's draw or any type of owner draw, that's not an expense of your business, but it does affect your cash flow. But that's really the only difference. And I find with lifestyle businesses in particular, there's a very direct link between profit and cash flow. I can tell you 9 times out of 10, if a client comes to me and they have profit issues, they also have cash flow issues. If they have cash flow issues, they also have profit issues. Third thing profit does is it enables growth and reinvestment in the business. This is what people are most probably familiar with, is you take profit and you reinvest it in your business. It allows you to hire new employees, build your team, expand your offerings, invest in new technology or automation. And particularly as you scale, this is important because as you scale, you're probably building out a team. You're maybe adding new revenue streams. You're maybe doing some automation, and profit gives you funds to invest in that. If you don't have any profit, you're not building any type of cash reserves. You don't have funds available to make those investments. And then one of the things that really is the most important thing is the profit rewards the owners. Profit is what makes working in your business different than working in a business owned by someone else. So when you work for a business, you know, say it was in corporate, I have one source of income. I have my W-2 salary. Now, I might have gotten bonuses. So, you know, maybe there were two pieces, but they were all part of my compensation package. But I didn't have a share of the profits of the business. As a business owner, you're going to get paid for your work in the business, which we could do a whole other podcast about that, making sure you're paying yourself for the work in the business. But you're also getting profit. And profit provides a distribution to the owner. So what I like to do with my clients is we actually set aside the profit. We set it aside into a separate account. And then every quarter, we're going to pay out half of it. The amount we pay out is going to vary depending on the client's goals, but it could be a third, it could be a half. If they're paying down debt, it might be actually used to pay down debt. But they're going to put part of that profit back into the business typically, and they're going to take part of that profit out to them as a distribution to themselves for some goals that they have, lifestyle goals, goals to travel, retirement goals, goals to invest in passive income properties like rental income. Understand this, profit is the creator of wealth and lifestyle freedom. If your goal is to create generational wealth, if your goal is to invest in other businesses, If your goal is to invest in real estate, create investment properties, profit is your vehicle for doing that. So I want to leave you today with three action steps you can take to improve your profitability. The first one is really about intention. Focus on that profit margin, not just on revenue. Look for ways to reduce your costs. Negotiate better deals with vendors or suppliers. So I'm actually in the process of doing this within my own business. I have a service that I was outsourcing. I basically decided that I'm going to take that service and I'm actually going to parse it down into smaller pieces. And I think at the end of the day, I'm going to get a lot more bang for my buck. I recently eliminated use of some software I was using that I wanted to test out last year, but I've decided it's really not giving me what I want out of it. So I discontinued that. So you can look for ways, look for expenses you no longer need, look for better deals with vendors, look for ways you can increase efficiency in your operations. In coaching and consulting, a lot of this is through automation. A small increase in your profit margin can have a big impact on your bottom line. And part of focusing on your profit margin is also setting profit goals, which kind of leads us into implement a profit first system. Profit first involves allocating a percentage of your revenue to profit before paying expenses. I mentioned earlier that the typical accounting equation is revenue minus expenses equals profit. Well, what profit first does is it says revenue minus profit equals expenses. So you're going to take your revenue dollar, you're going to say, this is how much is for owner's pay, this is how much is for tax, this is how much is for profit. And what is left is my expenses, and that becomes your expense budget. And then you create a spending plan for that expense budget. This process ensures that you prioritize profit, that you don't overburden your business with expenses that it really can't sustain. I see that a lot of times in clients, even at $500, $600, even $1 million, they're making a lot of revenue, but their business has more expenses than their business can really sustain. And then third, regularly review and adjust your pricing. Pricing plays a crucial role in your profitability. Regularly review your pricing strategy. Make sure it reflects the value and covers your costs, including the cost of your time. So a lot of you, if you're doing a one-on-one model, think about what is your time worth? And not just in terms of, well, somebody told me I should be able to charge $100 an hour. When I price my time, it's like, okay, how much could I go out and have W-2 income that replaces this? How much do other people charge? How much do I want to be paid an hour? And don't be afraid to adjust your prices to increase your profit margin. Businesses that really focus on profit margin will get really detailed in understanding what it costs them to deliver those services. And when they see those margins eroding, they will go look at their pricing to see if their pricing needs to be adjusted. So I hope this podcast helped you today. Like I said, I really want to create a discussion where we normalize talking about profit the same way we talk about revenue. And if you want to help improving your profitability, this podcast is just the beginning of that conversation. This is the work I do with my clients and my mentoring and coaching program. I invite you to book a free call at www.carlamoats.com/work with me, and we can continue the conversation. Thanks for being here, and I will see you next week. Thanks so much for listening to the show. Remember that your finances deserve some love. Finance doesn't have to be complicated or overwhelming, and you do not have to do it alone. I'd love to talk to you about your business, so please come on over to www.carlamoats.com to learn more. Or if you're ready for financial and strategy support that will uplevel your business, go to www.carlamoats.com/work with me to book your free financial assessment. And the last favor I'll ask is for you to help me get out the word. Tell your friends about this podcast and share it on your favorite social media. Until next week, go create some purposeful profit.